Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
And after all that, I got an email from a guy. I go, what the hell's War of the Roses?
Damn it.
Got to start all over. Hey, look it up. I don't have time for this. But evidently, there's another station that does Cupcake Wars. Same thing. And Bickley and Murata are doing Rock Wars. You bastards. Can happen.
Hello?
Hey, Kyler. It's Wolfley.
Hey, man. I'm busy, man. I got a game tonight. I'm studying film.
I just wanted to let you know I'll be watching.
Yeah, I know. You got to call the game.
Yeah, but I'm going to be watching just you.
All right, man. Whatever. Hey, I got stuff to do.
You know that we watch you through binoculars while we're up there in the booth? I learned that yesterday. Dave Pash watched. I'm going to get a Hubble telescope and watch you because you're hard to see. You're so tiny.
All right, Wolfley. That's enough.
I'm masturbating.
Stop it, Brad. I'm hanging up.
You guys didn't get to see it, but Dave Pash on the floor laughing at John doing Ron.
No, I was doing Wolfley for
pretty
Pash.
Glorious yesterday.
Is that on video?
Yeah, it will be today at 2 o'clock.
Big middle
Frank's,
part.
Frank Caliendo on YouTube.
Yeah, got edited out. Frank went on a rant.
Well, not necessarily a rant.
Oh, no,
it was terrifying. It was a phrase.
Oh, it was just an awful thing. Frank just went crazy for a few minutes, and like Dave and I were looking at each other like, oh, it's a meltdown. So there's going to be a jump
which
cut.
Which you've been rooting for Frank forever.
It was the greatest thing ever, watching Frank say something that was really off color. And you're like, oh. And then he goes, edit that out. I'm like, Frank. He goes, The Passion are like, this isn't the Caliendo I know. Holmberg would say something like that, but not.
Lose so my number, Frank.
In the midst of it all, there's this giant cut in the middle. I don't know how clean you made
that. No, it was clean.
You should just make it scratch like a record.
The video might not be as clean, but the audio is super clean.
Oh, the video's going to be my mouth starting to go, huh? I want the edit.
I want to keep the portion where you drop out of frame because you're
I
on
just
the
left.
Floor.
Yeah, I want the drop off to sound like. That's how the edit. I want the edit to sound like that. The Caliendo cast. Check it out. There's a big middle part missing because Frank said something awful, and it will forever be hidden.
2 o'clock today, CaliendoCast.com or on YouTube, Frank Caliendo.
You can't trust the man.
No, not anymore.
he's a high wire act at this point. You never know. It's a good one, though, but passes on that. Thank you, Jer Bear. By the way, I want to point this out before this is getting closer and closer. As we start to close in on all the stuff that's going on, Play-Doh's going to be next Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday we name our winner. Very excited, and actually for the first time in years, actually have a little hope for Play-Doh because 30 bands got in without us really pushing too hard. We weren't sure we were going to do it. And 30 bands got us their stuff within a few days. And we did not hit this thing very hard, thinking maybe it would be an awful lot to ask. I do think we feel that way as a station. Like, is it a little too much to ask for you? And no.
Or you could understand why.
Sure.
They'd say, no, I'm not able to do that.
Yeah, we can't do anything this year. We can't give you anything new. We can't get in a recording studio. The money's tight. So we're going to give $1,000 to somebody good next Tuesday. We'll name it on Wednesday. We got that going on. Also have Holmberg Bound being released, and people are asking like crazy, what do I do? What's the drive-through? Like, what do we go to 98kupd.com. This is a great thing. And Holmberg Bound, the IPA, the red IPA we've been doing for a while now with Four Peaks Brewing Company, is phenomenal. Phenomenal. And if you guys haven't had it yet, well, we're selling some, and you can get it online because we're bottling it this year. So you can drive by and pick up a six-pack. First 98 people that get the pre-purchase six-packs get a pint glass that goes with a six-pack. You get 2 six-packs, you get 2 pint glasses. But that's it. We draw the line there. You get 3 six-packs, you get 2 pint glasses. You get 4 six-packs, you get 2 pint glasses. You see the pattern here?
Well, you get more beer.
Well, that's right. And that's really what you're after. To fill, all you need is 1 pint glass for your beer. So we got a load of good stuff coming. Arizona Humane Society is the beneficiary. All the proceeds will benefit our buddies over there at the Arizona Humane Society, who are great people. The bottles are out. You can still bring your growlers down. Have those done. We're going to have a little gathering there December 2nd. Drive-through line. Brady and I will be manning that with Bert and Toledo, hanging around inside doing what they can. You can come in, get it on tap at Four Peaks in Tempe. You can fill your growler, and every bit of the proceeds is going to help out our furry little friends. I got my boy Jack Ham through this. I got my buddy Ben through this entire event. I've had several animals come my way through the Humane Society, and especially because of, we got
Coco and Kiva as well.
Coco and Kiva. Dom got his dog through the beer events. We've had Holmberg is a dog that actually exists with Ebeth, and she emails me every Thursday photos of her dog Holmberg, which was called Blue Moon, until I'm like, I want you to adopt this dog. It's going to happen. I just don't know. And I'm like, I'm going to go over and adopt this dog for you and give it to you. And I did that, and I said, you have to name it after me. And she did. Wow. So Holmberg is a real dog, and he's adorable. And that came from one of these. So you might just show up for a beer or something and walk away with a new best friend. Brady does it every time he goes out in his front yard.
Yeah.
You're my new best friend.
Follow Brady's lead.
Right. You're creeping me out a little bit, neighbor.
It's been a little light recently. This year's been light.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot less foot traffic going by the house. So Brady has a sign now that says, none shall pass.
Without seeing me
He's got a tripwire that rings a bell inside. If you walk by his house, he shoots out.
Oh, I know. I've been there for it.
Bert's seen it.
Yes.
Bert told me that in the most... Hey, Brady's got that screen door. And while I was moving the table out, he just leaned back in his chair.
There's Kenny.
Leans forward, leans back again.
There's Roger. He lives down the road taking a walk.
I do his taxes.
And Bert said that he watched you lean back and look out that window at everything that went by.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder where Laser's off to. There he goes.
And it was like 140 degrees outside, and he still had that screen up.
Gotta see the people.
Front yards.
There was nobody sneaking by the Brady pad.
No. And he's going to be
now that little bell rings. Cameras.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And Zuzu pedals.
Every time a bell rings, my neighbors are going somewhere.
I got to wonder, do you regret where you bought your house? Because it's kind of at the end of a little,
it's perfect.
Little dead end. No, but where he's at, you can't get as much traffic as you might have been when you got somewhere else.
But he's got the immediate neighbors trapped. They have to pass his house.
There you go. I didn't think about that.
He's at the end. Like, he's standing at the end like
can't go anywhere unless you go by me.
That's right.
Don't know where you're going, but if you got to get there, you got to do it past me.
Like my street, I have the cul-de-sac, but I can go one way or the other if I see neighbors I don't care for like standing outside. Ah, look at it. That's my.
Mrs. and I have a little dinner party. You guys.
I can't hear you because the garage door shut while you were talking. That should have been a hint, but you're still there. But Brady will be in the front yard of Four Peaks, and he'll be doing what he does best, which is greeting passersby. And get your bottles at 98kupd.com. Help out our fuzzy buddies at the Humane Society. They're good people and even better pets. They do a lot of good stuff. This is the list of bands that you've got all ready to go. I recognize Bone Cookie. They've
the ones in yellow are bands that have been in before.
Did Bone Cookie win once?
No.
Weren't they the guys with that two-minute song that was just phenomenal?
No, that's...
Bone Cookie played... Goofy, funny joke songs. They came in third once. I remember
Bone
Cookie.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because they gave me a shirt. I have a Bone Cookie shirt. Emerald Isle's been in before.
Moons, Birds, and Monsters. They get in early because they were the kickoff band last year.
Okay. Moons, Birds, and Monsters. Didn't work out, so they still did it anyway early. Yep. It didn't work out for them. But they're going to try the same exact thing. That's called Insanity. I'm interested in something called Taylor Saxon.
Yep.
It's an individual working... Sydney Sprague is another one. That's a person.
They were sent in by the same rep. Sydney Sprague
reps.
And
we have rep sending
Taylor
things
Saxon.
To people?
This is the first year we've had a rep send them in.
Let me tell you this. If you've got a rep, you're above this game.
That's kind of how I feel too, but they got in.
Hey, I'm proud of you. Evil Saints have been in before, I think. All right.
No, I don't think Evil Saints have been. Emerald Isle has.
Oh, the yellow ones are the ones that have been.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes. Comes in waves.
That's
there's
your
some
day
good.
One.
Those are not my picks to click. My pick to click on day one: Paper Foxes.
Okay.
If this was a horse race, I would have Paper Foxes
on the outside.
On name alone, or do you know something we don't?
No, I don't know anything about it. Okay. I'm just going on name alone. Paper Foxes, No Refills, 3Ds. That's my trifecta.
Okay.
You avoided Terra Blood.
Yes. Terra Blood.
Yeah, you said Terra.
Terra Blood.
Terra Blood. Stop it. He has that hillbilly moment with O's sometimes. What's the name of that country club you grew up at?
Scioto.
Now he says it right. I didn't know it. It was Scioto. It's the Scioto River. Brenneman set me straight on that. They all call it Scioto, like a bunch of hillbillies.
Scioto.
It's Scioto. The Scioto River.
You're not from around
People
here.
Say Scioto because they're dumb. Why don't you have a hamburger? Hey, did you ever read Shakespeare's Othello? Idiot. You would be the mayor of city.
It's Germain.
Yeah, well, German and Germain Road. That is confusing how one extra N on German Road turns it to Germain. There's no extra vowel in that. It's German.
There's no I in there.
It's German and.
German and.
It's German and Road.
Hall Estate's been in before, right?
Yeah, Hall Estate.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, but they got in. They said that we're not back together currently, but maybe if we win this thing, that'll be the impetus to put us all back together.
Oh, they're playing the sympathy card on us.
Yep.
That's adorbs. You got... right,
what about...
Day two, I'm going to vote for Archetypes Collide, Rounded...
I believe they've been top five before.
And Devil Lies Down. That's my trifecta. On
you missed the G on Rounded. So it's a small G.
Okay, so
capitalized
it's,
Rounded.
It's grounded.
Yeah, rounded.
And it's Scioto, you. Tom, enough. It's 9:38. There you go. The Play-Doh next week. The beer's out there. We got a lot going on. War of the Roses coming up next. It's 98.
Hey, here we go.
98.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.